Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Fourth and final hour on this Wednesday afternoon, Darren Donick and Chase. Every week at this time, we talk to Chris Mason. He's driven by Freeland Chevrolet. He's also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. See, Mace, what's up?
Not too much, guys. Just looking forward to chatting with you and trying to think of what my next TikTok video is going to be.
Yeah, we appreciate you clearing out your schedule for us today.
Yeah. Nothing but time, guys.
By the way, a salute to you for keeping it going. I wonder who's going to be performing tonight in our circle, Mace?
That's what I was wondering what I was going to say, too. Is it going to be Skillsy going to be up? Is Kara, Lindsay, D-Mac, are you going to get in the game or
I
what?
Think you got to jump
hey,
in.
We're all just like you guys. We got loads of time once we're done here. Yeah. I mean, look, we just had a serious conversation with Tim Hasselbeck in the last hour. What are the Hasselbecks doing? So we suggested some family movies. They're doing that. What are the Masons doing with their time?
We are trying to do lots of stuff. We're actually starting to try to make some sort of a schedule where we do, you know, family board games, and then we do some no device kind of reading, get your brain going again, get out on the driveway, hit some balls, shoot some hoops, Netflix, obviously, video games. We're doing it. We're pulling out all the stops.
Wow, I like that. I like that. That's a really good list. So we're big into board games, so I'd be curious.
Yeah.
What do you guys like to dabble in when it comes to board games?
We like everything. My oldest likes the game of life.
Okay.
Yahtzee.
Oh yeah.
Yahtzee is a good one that, you know, because we have a pretty big age spread. We got, you know, Quinn's 8 and Avery's 13, and then you got me, the big dummy, and then Courtney. So we try it all. We're trying to space it out so we don't get all the board games done in one day. So we're just trying to get some structure into what we do. It's such a weird feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Any card games? Any, you guys do any Uno or anything like that? Or
Uno. And we're gonna. Someone suggested yesterday. I think it was Joe Rexroad. I was talking to him and Robbie in the morning. Euchre was a game that I love, so I think I might have to teach the kids that one.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
This is great.
Whoa.
Chase got overexcited.
Got so excited, he just broke his microphone.
The constable?
Yeah. Yes.
Overexcited? Oh, my gosh. You don't see the constable get too fired up too often.
He just came out of his chair. Well, he knows. Wait a minute. All the years we've been – I mean, love Euchre. Chase knows. That's why I think he just literally snapped the mic in half.
It's a great game.
I know, but people, I've noticed when I lived up north a long time ago, that was like the card game of choice. We would play for 24 hours straight.
Oh, I love Euchre.
But it's been harder down here to find Euchre players. So do you play much?
I used to play a lot. Like, I haven't played. You obviously need people to play with, but when I was playing hockey, we had a big group that would play Euchre a lot. And then when we do camping trips in the summer up in a cabin or in a trailer or whatever, we'd get if it was raining outside, it was Euchre Central right there. So it's a great game.
Chris, can we teach Willie and Chase and have
I think so.
Little Euchre game here?
Yeah,
Oh my gosh. Okay, this has been worth it just for that discovery. I did not realize that.
You tried to teach me in Dallas, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, we tried.
Willie would like it okay. Because it's a partner game, and you have to think out your tricks, and you strategically have to lay your cards for your part. It's a really good game.
Is it known as spades? Is there another?
No, it's similar. It's
similar
it's
to spades?
It's close.
Similar concept to that.
So
different, but you have a partner, and it's good.
Mace, when we first arrived in Dallas, when we first got there, we get to the Airbnb, and that was my mission that night. So I had Chase, young Calvin Smith from our staff, who's analytics guy, young, smart guy who's now getting his master's at Georgia Tech, and Ryan Porth. And so I was trying to teach them euchre, and as Chase said, as the night went along, Calvin and Ryan seemed to pick it up, but the constable was struggling a bit.
Well, you got it. There's certain strategy to it. If D-Max, if he's the one calling it, then you got to slough it out. You got to play the low spade or whatever, so you can get the other guy's cards out, and D-Max can win it, and you go from there. It was a great game.
Man, my mic is on. IR right now, but we're going to make this work.
Okay.
Just hold it. Yeah, here's the problem with euchre. What I was drinking didn't help my...
Well, there you go.
Didn't help thinking.
Definitely, that's like anything. At first, couple, you're okay, but after, there's a point when the performance starts going downhill.
As the night went along, Chase got a little fuzzier with his decisions.
Yeah.
And I was his partner, and I was doing a lot of, like, okay.
Okay, put me in a pickle here. That's a tough one.
Not sure what's going on here, Chase. What's happening? So anyway, well, all right, good to know. So we got some good news on the hockey front. Rad's test has come back. I don't know if you've seen this. It has come back negative. And as we were talking about earlier, when we knew that Radulov was going to get tested, remember he played in when the Predators had the home-and-home with Dallas. He played in the one game, didn't play in the other. But it has come back negative. But we've also learned that a player for the Senators has come back positive.
Yeah. Well, it's honestly it was a matter of time. I mean, nobody's immune to this whole thing, so it obviously sucks. But at least just take solace in the fact that the league acted quickly. Made the right decision once the NBA decided. It was pretty impressive how quickly all the other leagues and sports associations really followed suit and shut things down immediately. So I think this is the whole point of the self-quarantine, is to try to slow this thing down and really try to curb the spread of it. And I think, everybody basically did what they had to do at the time. So I think, people are going to have it and they're going to be infected by the virus. But if, it doesn't spread on or everyone's doing the right things in order to slow that down, I think at the end of the day, that's all you can do. And I think the NHL and the NBA, and the NBA led the way, and they did what they had to do, and they acted quickly. So I really have a lot of respect for the people making the decisions on that. The way that they shut it down, it was almost instant, which is very commendable. Not an easy decision to make.
Mace, I've seen since some people around the league, and I think it's a good thing, because you never know. Who the people are that maybe haven't gotten all the information for whatever reason, but sometimes they see it through the filter of sports. I saw Roman Josi tweeting out today just his message, right, to follow those same steps. Setting the example is important, right?
100%. You have, everyone's, a lot of the video, and that was a good video too, and we are all in this together. Whether we're at home, this whole thing affects everybody. So what we do, our actions affect other people. So even though you're staying at home, you're self-quarantined, social distancing, all the new terminology that we're all using, it affects everyone else. So I think you are in this together. Even though we're home alone, at the end of the day, it affects everybody. So just, I defer to the experts on this whole thing, and what they tell me to do is take the proper steps and wash your hands, limit contact, all those type of things, and I'm doing it. So it's good to see the people, that have a big audience, really reinforcing that message, and I think it helps everybody that's looking for direction to say, hey, Roman Josi's at home and he's doing nothing, hanging with the dogs, I'm going to do that too. I just, it's hard though. You feel for the people that you know, really are relying on paychecks right now, that their work or their office is shut down, and I don't know how every business is handling that. It's got to be tough financially for a lot of businesses and a lot of people. But at the end of the day, you hope that this is, by doing these things, it's going to be a shorter-term absence from work and all those types of things. So it might be, you know, a lot of tough time here in the short run, but it'll hopefully pay dividends in the long run, which is why we're doing this.
I think back to, Mace, where we were less than a week ago and how much we've learned about all this in that pretty short period of time. I know I certainly have. So what's it like? We were up in Canada last week. Just when you talk to your friends back home, your family members and stuff, you know, it sort of echoes to me. Everybody, wherever you are in the world, is dealing with this, right? And basically the same things are being talked about.
Yeah, Canada is very much on the same path as, you know, doing the same things that the U.S. is doing. It's very similar in terms of what the directives are. It's exactly the same. There's a lot of communication from, you know, health providers and people that are, I guess, you know, at ground zero of this whole thing, that are dealing with some of the patients, that know the rate, you know, how infectious this disease is and how quickly it can spread. So just, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing to think that, I guess, you know, I've been on Twitter a lot more lately because you just get so much information all at once, and you really have to be careful, I find, of where you're getting information. But there's a lot of, obviously, the CDC and the WHO and all, there's some great organizations out there that are really giving you the stuff to follow. So I think it's pretty amazing that with the way that we communicate today, how quickly information gets passed on and how much everybody is following the guidelines. Because, you know, people like to be defined, and I think you saw that right when this whole thing started. People are out at, you know, bars jam-packed, and, you know, I don't fault them, or I wouldn't shame those people, because at the end of the day, this is unprecedented, I think, in our lifetime. And a lot of times you don't have a full understanding of the situation, but now that everybody does, I think everybody's, you know, falling in the line and doing the right things. It's pretty impressive how quickly it all happened, I think.
Mace, a couple of things I saw today. I mean, this is just worth passing along for people that want to continue to do something productive while you're sitting at home. The Predators continue to have their Preds and Threads silent auction online available for anybody that wants to take a look at some of the items, and you'd be making a donation to the Predators Foundation, tornado relief, all of those things. That's something maybe you can pay attention to if you're sitting at home. The other thing is, if you're just looking for games to watch, Mace, you know this, tomorrow night we're going to start on Fox Sports Tennessee showing some of the more exciting games from earlier in the season. It starts with the game against the Capitals, a 6-5 Predators win. And so that will be televised tomorrow. So just and you and I will be sort of watching along with everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I think right now, you know, it's only a few days into this whole thing, and we're all looking for stuff to do, ways to be entertained. And, you know, for me, there's nothing better than going back and watching some good hockey and reliving some of those moments. So, yeah, we'll definitely be following along on Twitter, and maybe, I don't know, throw out a live video so we can chat with some fans. I might do that. Or maybe throw one out, just record one or something, and give some, you know, analysis, maybe make fun of myself if I screwed up a phrase or a word or anything like that, which I often do. But it'll be good to go back and relive some of those games. There's some great games this year, and that one, I think they were down 4-2 or something going in the third period, and there was a heck of a finish in that hockey game. So, yeah, we'll be doing that. So if you got nothing else to do, please tune in and follow along.
So we were talking before you came on about showing even older games of, you know, our favorite sport. I brought up the 91 Braves that I was very young. I don't remember that. I'd love to go back and revisit it. And I know, you know, MLB Network showing old games. What could be a game that you remember from when you played for the Predators that could be fun for Fox Sports Tennessee to show?
That is a good question. I would have to say probably my only playoff win, which was against San Jose. I don't even know what year.
That would have been 06.
Yeah, yeah. You and Pete Weber, you know, the day and the year and all that kind of stuff. That was a pretty fun game for me, but I'd have to say that I'm not too good at remembering games that I played. I don't know. I'd have to go with that one. That was the one that sticks out to me. You kind of caught me there for a minute.
Well, I think another fun one. It was one where you weren't here anymore. It might have been your first game back with St. Louis, but I think it was a 0-0 game going into a shootout, and
yeah.
The Preds lost. You won I think the Blues won, and didn't you stop Legwon on the last shot or something like that? I was at that game.
It was actually my wife was just talking about that because she suggests I don't think my kids have even seen me play at all in the NHL, or they don't remember it anyway. So she was on the plane coming back to St. Louis on that one, and she couldn't watch. So she's following along through text from our parents and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a crazy game. It was the weirdest feeling. It was the first time I'd been traded in the NHL. And coming back to Nashville, which was the only team I'd ever played on in the National Hockey League, and it was such a weird feeling to start that game, but it ended up, you know, being a pretty good game for me and for the team. And to go into a shootout, and Dan Ellis was the other goalie. He's the one that took my job the year before, and then we were going head-to-head. It was a great, great goalie battle, and it cost me some money, though. I had to put money on the board before that game, so it was a good outcome, but I had to pay for it, too.
Well, if there's a game that could be showed that the Predators don't win, that would be special exemption because of a great moment for Mace there.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably not one they would play, but
I think we could get you permission to play that one.
Yeah, we maybe could, and then I could do the live commentary or something like that. But no, there's so many good memories of playing here, and I just don't know any particular game. My first win might be one. Those are ones that, as an athlete, that really stick out to you, and that's a game that I'll never forget too. When I was at Bridgestone, we beat Colorado when they had. I wasn't even supposed to play that game, and I think Vokoun came down with a flu, and then they told me I was playing, and that's when they had Paul Kariya, Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Adam. That's when they loaded up with all those guys, and we ended up winning 4-3 in overtime. So that was another game that really sticks out to me when I think about my career.
There have been rare, rare opportunities we've ever seen Chase come out of his seat and grab something that strong and rip it off. That's probably the most strength we've ever seen from one McCabe.
Thanks.
And we just now know the key phrase is euchre.
Euchre.
That's how he gets excited.
That's the trigger word.
That's the trigger word.
I got it fixed, though. So
hey, we have to do this. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
To have a little euchre with the four of us to see how that played out. That would be a fun time.
Let's do it.
All right.
In a couple months.
Yeah. Whenever this hopefully settles
whenever
down.
Whenever they tell us we can.
That's right. Hey, thanks for doing this as always. You and the family be safe. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Keep doing a good job, too. This helps this helps me and a lot of people. So keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it. That's Chris Mason. Every week, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. Also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. More next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7. A full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.